of wisdom, treasures 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 of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani channel. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, and we have entered into the month of Rabiul Thani, the month of Sarkari Ghaus-e-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani. Alhamdulillah, today's program will be dedicated around the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall be discussing the blessings of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it has been stated by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who recites 8,000 times durood pak daily, he will not die until he sees his abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we shall be honored to listen to a beautiful manqabat in the shan of Sarkari Baghdad rahmatullahi alayhi. Alhamdulillah, before we dive into our topic and discussion for this program inshallah, let's listen to this beautiful manqabat in the praises of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi alayhi. And once we saturate our hearts in the love of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, it shall be easier to understand the blessings of the pious predecessors, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal.
Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam Nazr-e-Karam Khuda Ra Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam Nazr-e-Karam Khuda Ra Mera khalika sabhar do Mera khalika sabhar do Main faqir hoon tumhara Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam Nazr-e-Karam Khuda جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا ایسے سخی کا منگ خدا را سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا سرکار غوث-اعظم نظر کرم خدا را مولا علی کا صدقہ، خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ، مولا علی کا صدقہ، داتا پیا کا صدقہ، مولا علی کا صدقہ، احمد رضا کا صدقہ، میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث، میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا، سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را، میرا خالقہ سبھر دو، میرا خالقہ سبھر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا، سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را، یہ تیرا کرم ہے یا غوث جو بلا لیا ہے در پر، یہ تیرا کرم ہے یا غوث جو بلا لیا ہے در پر، کہاں روسیا فری تمہارا، سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را، میرا خالقہ سبھر دو، میرا خالقہ سبھر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا، سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل منقبت اینڈ کلام کمپوزڈ ان دا بلیسنگز او ان دا شان آف سرکار بغداد رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ۔ دیز آر دا پائیس سروینٹس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ۔ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل، ہی از دا لیڈر اینڈ دا سلطان آف دا اولیاز اینڈ دا فرینڈز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ۔ Always remember, the pious saints are the most sacred personalities upon whom mountains even send peace and blessings, dear viewers. Beasts are also well acquainted with the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are those personalities that even animals attain blessings from their blessings and from their beings. Trees also attain proximity to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those personalities that even shaitan does not go near the friends of Allah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar. Pious saints do not even bother to see the wonders and the treasures of this world. Subhanallah. The pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla are those personalities that even the mountains on which pious saints put their blessed feet, Allahu Akbar, the mountains feel proud of themselves over the other mountains. When pious saints depart this world, the people feel sad about their demise. The pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla will dwell in the palaces of Jannah. They will stroll in the gardens of paradise, and they will enjoy the amazing and beautiful rides in paradise as vehicles, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. So therefore, We should associate ourselves with the pious individuals. We should look for the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, dear viewers of Madani channel, since this discussion is a very lengthy discussion, subhanallah, but we will be honored and privileged to listen to some faith refreshing events and parables consisting of the blessings of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we go any further discussing any other personality, I want to commence with a very famous personality who needs no introduction, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And before we even listen to any of her blessings, let's first understand her a little introduction. She stated there that Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha was a very devoted worshipper, ascetic, pious, and Allah-fearing woman. She would fast in the day and recite the Holy Quran at night and throughout the day as well. If somebody talked about Jahannam in front of her, about the hellfire, she would not only cry, dear viewers, but rather she would go unconscious due to the divine fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. She did not only just perform Hajj, but she is that personality who performed Hajj barefooted and also on foot. Yani, without any shoes in her feet, and she performed Hajj, yani, whilst walking. As she reached the Holy Kaaba, she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha fell over unconscious due to the awe and fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. She rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha performed intense worship and spiritual exercises throughout her life. It is stated about her, if she fell asleep or she fell sleepy during her worship, she would walk inside the home and would say to herself, yani to her nafs, Rabia, is it a sleep? What joy will this bring to you? Leave it and sleep in the grave, in the qabr, joyfully for a long while. Today you are not much sleepy, but you will feel much sleepy in the upcoming night. She will remind her nafs and she will speak to herself and she will motivate herself to continue with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She will tell her nafs, take courage and please your Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, in this manner she spent 50 years in the way that she neither lay on the bed nor kept her head on the pillow. She rahmatullahi ta'ala liha passed away in this state. May Allah Kareem for her sake have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. But this was just a very brief introduction about Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. There are so many incidents and stories about this personality. But I'm bringing this specific waqi'ah and story to highlight how accepted is she in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is stated that one night a thief entered her home, yani the home of Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. He searched every inch of the home and found nothing except a lota. Lota is like a jar that's used for wudu. So when he intended to leave the home, she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha said to him, if you are a clever thief, do not leave this home without taking anything. So he said, I did not find anything that I could even take besides except for this one lota. So she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha replied, oh poor man, enter the room after making wudu with this lota and offer two rak'ats of salah. Leave this home after getting something. So what that person did was he performed his wudu, and then when he performed his salah, when he stood for salah, Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha made dua in these words. She says, oh my Lord, this person came to me but found nothing. Now I have persuaded him to stand in your divine court. Do not let him be deprived of your grace and your favors. Allah, Allah, Allah. These are the few words that Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha beseechingly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned. When he finished his salah, he found great delight in worship. Hence, he continued to offer salah and continued offering salah until the last part of the night. When the time of Sahri had approached, Allahu Akbar, she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha found the chor, the thief, scolding himself, yani scolding his nafs in the state of sajda and prostration. As he said to his nafs, when my merciful Lord will ask me on the day of Qiyamah, did you not feel ashamed of disobeying me? You kept hiding sins from my creation, and now with loads of sins you are here before me. So what will I answer at that time? She rahmatullahi ta'ala asked him, oh brother, how have you spent your night? So he said, I spent the night well. I kept standing in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So He Azza wa Jalla had reformed me, accepted my excuses, forgave my sins, and helped me to achieve this salvation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala liha then raised her hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and she said, "Oh my Lord, this person stood in your court for a moment and you have accepted him, and I have been standing in your bargah, in your court for such a long time. So have you accepted me as well?" All of a sudden, she heard this voice from the ears of her heart, "Oh Rabia, we have accepted him for your sake and also granted him our proximity and closeness for your sake." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yani, that person had been forgiven for the sake of Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha. He came as a thief, but he left as he was forgiven for all the sins he had committed. This is the barakah and the blessings of being in the proximity of the true servants and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgiven his sins and helped him achieve his desires and his destination. He came as a thief, but he left as a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He came as a sinner, but he left as he was clean and purified from the house of Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha. May Allah Kareem grant us the love of Allah. May Allah Kareem grant us the understanding and the tawfiq to join the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to adopt and only keep the company of pious people and not the company of the wicked. In the famous Munajat, Amir al-Sunnat says so beautifully, making a beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that may we be engrossed and drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aap bhi is dua mein shamil ho jaye.
محبت میں اپنی گما یا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتا یا الہی محبت میں اپنی گما یا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتا یا الہی رہوں مست و بے خود میں تیری ولا میں رہوں مست و بے خود میں تیری ولا میں پیلا جام ایسا پلا یا الہی پلا جام ایسا پلا یا الہی میرے دل سے دنیا کی چاہت مٹا کر میرے دل سے دنیا کی چاہت مٹا کر کر الفت میں اپنی فنا یا الہی کر الفت میں اپنی فنا یا الہی
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. So dear viewers of Madani channel, you have heard how great are the blessings, or how great blessings the closeness to the pious servants have. What are the blessings of being close to them? That this person had been forgiven. The one who attended the blessed court never returns back empty-handed. Rather, he gets his desires and his wishes fulfilled and attains many more blessings, which is beyond even our imagination. Allah Akbar. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us proximity to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and through their blessings may we attain taqwa and piety. May we truly repent in the bargah of Almighty Allah for all the sins we have committed during our lifetime, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Even if a thief goes to their blessed court, he also succeeds in attaining the blessings of their company. And then he no longer remains as a thief, but rather Allah Azza wa Jalla grants him, for the sake of his chosen bondsman, splendid blessings like regret over sins, salah, piety, abstinence, true repentance, and the ability to perform virtuous deeds. So let's we, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, have the very same niyat in our hearts instead of worldly purposes because of the existence of some people. May we not become like that, but rather program your mind and your heart that this is what I want to attain in this world. In fact, Amir al-Sunnah has said, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that, without doubt, the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were the awtad on the earth. They were the awtad of the earth. When the successionship of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had ended, Allah Azza wa Jalla made a group of people from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So this group from the Ummah of Ahmad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plays as their deputy, who are called Abdal, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. These pious people were not superior to others because of their abundant fa-salah and glorification of their creator, but rather they were superior because of their good manners. Subhanallah. Listen to this hadith. High and true level of piety, righteous intentions, protection of heart from the hatred towards other Muslims. They possess those qualities which not in a hurry everyone has, such as forbearance, patience and wisdom for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Humility without weaknesses. And because of their well-wishing towards all Muslims, thus they are the deputies of the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, known as Awtad, Abdal. Allah, 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 Allah. They are the group of people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen for himself, his knowledge and his pleasure. They are 40 Siddiqeen. It is stated they are 40 Siddiqeen. 30 of them are such whose trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is similar to the trust of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Through their sake, living beings are prevented from calamities and troubles are removed from people. Rain also falls and sustenance is provided by their sake. The death only befalls on any one of them when Allah Azza wa Jalla appoints another as his successor. They do not cause anyone takleef and harm, nor do they cause any inconvenience to others. Allahu Akbar. They do not oppress their subordinates, and nor do they consider them to be inferior. They are not jealous of those who are superior to them, and nor do they feel greedy for any worldly wealth or thing. They do not remain silent to show off, and nor are they arrogant. They do not become humble to show off, but rather it is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This inkisari and ajzi is not to show the people how humbled they are, but rather it is only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are the nicest and the best people to talk to, and are the ascetic when it comes to the controlling of nafs. They, by nature, are generous, dear viewers. They always protect themselves from all such acts which are disliked by pious predecessors. Allah, Allah. Now these are the qualities which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. They do not change, such as the one day that they are engrossed in the divine fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the next day they are totally heedless. No, but rather they are always remain unchanged. Yani this quality never changes. They are consistently making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they continuously and consistently remain in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a khas and special link to their Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla. Neither the windstorms nor the fastest horses can catch up to them. Their hearts rise enthusiastically towards the sky for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu then recites this ayat, From Surah Mujadala, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
Ulaika Hisbullahi ala inna Hisballahi humul muflihun.
This is the fold of Allah. Do you hear? The fold of Allah is successful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, pious saints do not care at all for any worldly possessions, post and desire for fame and name, so on and so forth. Pious saints are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Pious saints are the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Pious saints of Allah always live a simple life instead of living a luxurious and comfortable life. Pious saints follow the Sharia without any compromise, yani strictly they abide by the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla clean the inner self of the people. Pious saints of Allah connect the bondsmen of Allah to Allah Azza wa Jalla and also make them the beloved bondsmen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One can make his world and the hereafter by attaining the proximity and closeness to the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Despite being pious and abstinent, pious servants of Allah remained frightened of the fear of a hell. Jihad. Despite having such a high maqam, they still continuously make Allah's ibadat. Pious saints fulfill the needs of the creation. Pious saints get the knowledge of ghaib unseen by the bestowal of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla are aware of the condition of the hearts of others. Pious saints even make a person deserving of heavenly palace in the world. Through their du'as you will attain success here, and through their blessings you will attain success in the hereafter. Not one, two, hundreds of waqi'as and such incidents and accounts can be mentioned, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Through their company, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfill the needs and the dire needs of people in this world. There was no one out there to assist and aid them, but through the help and through the dua of a friend of Allah, their doors were opened for them. And Allah had blessed them with whatever they had desired. Now, here, let's listen to a parable. Let alone the blessings of this world, but Allah ke awliya wo hain, yani awliya Allah wo hain ki unki barkaton se, unki duaon se, and through their bestowal Allah azza wa jalla will even grant you a palace in Jannah. Entry into heaven itself is a blessing, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Say Zubaydah Khatun, the wife of Khalifa Harun Rashid, was a pious woman who had great love and devotion for the pious predecessors. So once she was going somewhere with her maidservant. During the journey, she saw a valley. And in that valley, she saw Sultanul Ashiqeen, Hazrat Sayyidina Bahlul Dana, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was a great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a pious and ascetic person. People would often not pay any attention to this personality, thinking or assuming that he is an ordinary person, but people had feared him. So people like Zubaydah Khatun, who would respect the friends of Allah, she had adab in her heart and respect and not doubt the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when she saw him, he was doing something with a piece of stone. So she got off the riding animal and went to Sayyidina Bahlul Dana rahmatullahi and stood there respectfully with adab. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala did not pay any attention to her. So mastering courage, she knew the adab of the bargahs of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. So she then said to him, Your Honor, what are you making? So he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, What I am making? I am making heavenly palace. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Zubaydah Khatun asked a question again, Will you sell this heavenly palace to me? He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I will definitely sell it to you. Hearing this answer, she was over the moon, of course. So then she once again, in the same hopeful tone, asked him, would you reveal the price for this heavenly palace in Jannah? So he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, one dirham. Listening to this reply, Zubaydah Khatun paid the price immediately. After receiving the price, Sayyidina Bahlul Dana rahmatullahi ta'ala picked up a stick and said, drawing a line around a small clay house, I have sold this heavenly palace to Zubaydah Khatun for one dirham. Having heard this, Zubaydah Khatun became happy with this assurance that she had now got a permit of paradise in her life, during her lifetime. This is for her as a sanad. So anyways, receiving this glad tidings and good news, then she went to the royal palace. It was the last part of the night. She had finished her tahajjud salah and her murajat and supplications, whatever awrad and she would recite. So when she went to bed in the last part of the night after her tahajjud salah, so her husband, Khalifa Harun Rashid, said to her, "Today when I lay on the bed after offering tahajjud salah, I fell asleep. And then what I saw was that I was moving about in a garden. I was informed about asking that this was Jannatul Firdaus. In this garden, I had realized that this is not just a garden, but rather this garden is in Jannatul Firdaus, and I am wandering there. I saw Zubaydah Khatun written in a green color on a door at a certain height." So he says, "I entered the palace with this hope that perhaps my name would also be engraved or written. So I traveled miles but found your name wherever I had traveled in Jannah." Yani in that palace, your name was written everywhere except for my name. So Harun Rashid asked Zubaydah Khatun about it. So Zubaydah Khatun related the entire event that occurred the previous evening. Allahu Akbar. Harun Rashid said, "Take me to Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullah Ali too as well." So Zubaydah Khatun took him to Sayyidina Bahlul Dana. Like before, Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ali was still busy making clay houses in a deserted area. So Khalifa Harun Rashid Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali went to Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ali and said salam respectfully and asked about the price for a heavenly palace. Allah, 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 Allah. So Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali replied, "Its price is your entire kingdom." Of course, he was surprised to hear something like this. So he says, "Your Honor, how did the price of the heavenly palace increase so much suddenly, though you sold it to my wife for a dirham?" So giving the news of the unseen, Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, "Yes, Zubaydah Khatun did not come to me after seeing paradise, whereas you have come to me after viewing paradise last night in your dream." Allah, 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 Allah. Having heard this, Harun Rashid started weeping and humbly said, "Ya Sayyidi, Your Honor, I am ready to pay its price by giving away my kingdom. Now give me the permit of paradise and let me leave in this way." Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, "What will I do with your kingdom and your palace? Your kingdom does not even bear the value of least important things in my sight. Take your kingdom and the permit to Jannah and leave from here." Allah, Allah, Allah. So he took both from the bargah of Sayyidina Bahlul Dana Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This is what we are speaking about, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is that incident that had been narrated by great pious individuals. Does Allah not have the ability and power to grant such powers and ijazat and authorities to His khas and beloved friends? Yes, He does. These are those people whose hearts are saturated in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are forever engrossed in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Bahlul Dana rahmatullahi ta'ala in the divine court of Allah azza wa jalla is accepted. And how elevated was he that if he rahmatullahi ta'ala had wished, he could have accumulated plenty of treasures and wealth for himself. He could have hoarded and accumulated all of that wealth for himself, but he kicked the kingdom for the simple life, for a very beautiful life awaits him. And this is exactly what the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla would do. They would never chase this dunya and the luxuries of this world, unlike us. One day, our hearts are in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the next day we become completely heedless from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, "The inhabitants of paradise are the ones who have dusty faces, scattered hair, and wear old and torn clothes. They are not paid any attention in the dunya, but these are the people who are not given permission if they want to go to the kings. If they send a proposal of nikah to the woman, they are refused. When they talk, they are not heard. Their needs create panic in their hearts." Allahu Akbar. These are paradise deserving people. If the noor of any one of them is distributed amongst all the people on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it will suffice all. These are some of the signs of the God-fearing people, Allah-fearing people. Ya'ani, the awliyas and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just one hadith, dear viewers of Madini channel. At another place it is stated, if many scattered here people are kicked out from homes, vow to Allah Azza wa Jalla, He Azza wa Jalla fulfills their needs. He will fulfill their intentions. And this hadith can be found in Muslim Sharif. Elaborating on another part of the hadith, many scattered hair people who are kicked out of their homes, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala has added and said, the blessed commandments does not mean that they will go to the house of worldly people. Iska matlab ye nahi ki they will come to the go to the homes of the worldly people and then they are kicked from there. No, they do not go to the house of anyone but Allah Azza wa Jalla. It means that the world does not know about them. If they go to someone else, he does not like to meet them because Allah Azza wa Jalla has concealed them from the worldly people. As rubies, yani red colored diamonds is hidden in mountains or pearls in the ocean. So that people do not waste their time. Yani the time of the saint, the time of the wali. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept them aside and away from people. And they are most of the time engrossed in Allah's ibadah. They worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this blessed part of the hadith, if they vow to Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will fulfill their qasam and their promise, may have two meanings. One is that if the person vows to Allah Azza wa Jalla and then ask for something such as, O Lord, You have qasam of Your honor and glory, do it, then Allah Azza wa Jalla definitely does that for that banda. That is the qurb and the closeness of the awliyas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And if the person swears an oath on the divine work of Allah Azza wa Jal and then informs people, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills his oath and qasam. For example, if he says, I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be blessed with a son. Oh, I swear to my Lord, it will rain today. Because of this qasam, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless that person with a child and He Azza wa Jalla will even make it rain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So this is the maqam and the state of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never deny this. Not one, not two, but several places in the Holy Quran Paki Azza wa Jalla speaks about His friends and the quality of those who have no fear and no grief. That is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadrat Sayyiduna Jabir Rahbi rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great saint in Islam, he says, most of the people in the city of Rabah would deny saintly miracles. One day I entered Rahbah, the city, riding on a beast and asked, where are the people who deny the saintly miracles of the pious people? He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, afterwards they stopped speaking ill of me because I was riding on a beast which people would not do. So Allah Azza wa Jalla makes even the beast and the wild animals become obedient to them who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have no fear in their hearts whatsoever for the worldly things of this dunya. May Allah Kareem protect us and keep us away from ill-mannered people, people who disrespect the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mahfuz sada rakhna shahabe adabon se, mahfuz sada rakhna shahabe adabon se, aur mujh se bhi sarzad na kabhi be adabi ho, aur mujh se bhi sarzad na kabhi be adabi ho.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, the saintly miracles of the awliyas are even mentioned in the Quran. The karamat are even explained in the Quran. Now let's understand it from this one waqi'ah, which will open our minds, inshallah, azawajalla, and make it much more easier for us to understand. We're given the example of Bahlul Dana, subhanallah. Now, after this example, let's take an example from the Holy Quran Park. Hazrat Sayyidina Zakariya, alayhi salam, who was blessed with nubuwat by Allah Azza wa Jalla, but he, alayhi salam, did not have any child. And he, alayhi salam, had gone very weak. So he desired for his son for years, and many times he, alayhi salatu wasalam, had made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla beseechingly for his son. But he, alayhi salam, had not been blessed with any son at that time. So when he seen the saintly miracle of Hazrat Sayyidatana Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that out of season fruits would descend in the mihrab, yani in the arch at the time. So this thought crossed his mind that when Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed Sayyidatana Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha with out of season, yani non-seasonal fruits in her mihrab, so he Azza wa Jalla is also capable of blessing me with an out of season fruit in the form of a child. Though I have become very old and weak, the season to produce the fruit of having children have gone. Subhanallah, so he had this niyat, he had this intention. Subhanallah, therefore he alayhi salam made dua in the mihrab, the place where she radiyallahu anha would perform ibadah, make dua to Allah azza wa jalla. Sayyidatina Maryam radiyallahu anha, and her dua was heard. So he went to the mihrab and he made dua at the very same place, and his dua was heard. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with a son in his old age and himself named him Yahya. Subhanallah. So he is also the same Yahya whom Allah blessed with nubuwat as well. Not only a son, gave him a son and plus blessed him with nubuwat. But how did he get this son? He made dua at the mihrab where a friend of Allah makes Allah's ibadah. So nisbat and connection even with the place where the awliyas make worship. Safa and Marwa is only two mountains. But because the friend of Allah, yani Hazrat Sayyidatana Hajra radiyallahu anha, performed sa'i, she ran from this mountain to the other mountain 7 times in search for water for Ismail alayhi salam. This became a symbol of Islam. And every haji who goes for hajj will now run on the same mountain. So we learn this even from other surahs, such as Surah Kahf. Ashab-e-Kahf are not Nabi, but rather the pious saints of Bani Israel. Their saintly miracles have been mentioned, that they kept sleeping in a cave for 309 years. And their act of sleeping for such a long time without eating and drinking or anything, remain alive, is a saintly miracle. How can someone sleep for 309 years without eating and drinking? But Allah Azza wa Jalla done this. Ulamas have stated it is also their miracle. It is stated in this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, ayah 18 of Surah Kahf. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa tahsabuhum ayqadhum wa hum ruqud. Wa nuqallibuhum dhat al-yamin wa dhat al-shimal wa kalbuhum basitun dhira'ayhi bil wasid. And you may think they are awake, whereas they are asleep. And we turn them over to the right and the left. And their dog is on the threshold of the cave with its paws outstretched. Allahu Akbar. So in this blessed ayah, the saintly miracle of Ashab-e-Kahf, who are the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is also mentioned. To sleep until now, like staying awake, turning from side to side, is by the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The earth's act of not decomposing their bodies, and the state of staying alive without any food and drink, so on and so forth. Their dog's act of laying until now is also their saintly miracle, not of the dog. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Kareem bless us with this understanding, dear viewers of Madani channel, that subhanallah, how wonderful are the blessings of the pious saints. May Allah Kareem, for their sake, forgive us our sins. They are the great sayings and personalities whom Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent to this planet, subhanallah. If you meet with them, you should adopt their characters, their characteristics. They are like a clean mirror, who are always ready to guide people, whose hearts are filled with the passion to reform the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are those personalities by virtue of the blessings of whose speech, sayings and writings, and whatever actions they perform in this dunya, sinners are reformed and transformed, subhanallah. So let's make dua, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that
We also attain the company of the pious people in Da'wat Islam. We have His Eminence, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. And hundreds of thousands of people globally have reformed looking at his personality, for he has adopted the Sunnah of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the medium and the reason for many people out there to grow the beard, subhanallah, to make tawbah from many other sins such as alcohol, fornication, wearing jewels as a man, for example. So many people have become namazi, so many people have become better Muslims due to his guidance. And this is the style of the pious predecessors, subhanallah, that they are like clean mirrors, dear viewers of Madani Channel. They are ever motivated to guide you to the righteous path. And they have no ta'alluq and no interest for money and the wealth of this world. They have the treasures of Iman. And they have the love of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla unite us with such people, as the Quran has commanded us to find the company of pious people, righteous people. May Allah forgive us. May Allah have mercy on our souls. Until next time, dear viewers, keep watching Madani Channel. It is the month of Rabi'ul Ghawth, Rabi'ul Thani, the month of Sarkari Baghdad, Sultanul Awliya, Hazrat Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. May Allah for his sake forgive us our sins. At this very moment, there are thousands and thousands of people globally who have traveled to Baghdad, and they only travel to attain blessings from the khas and special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem forgive us for this nisbat and for the love that we have with His friends, for His sake. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all our lawful wishes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.